Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation on WGNS AM-FM, and we have Miss Terry Parker, who is joining us today from Providence Christian Academy, and she is the Director of Development at PCA, and one of the things you are in the midst of developing is the Fall Festival, I would assume.
That is correct. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. It's always a huge event, it seems like. It gets bigger every year.
It is. It's one of our biggest events that we have. It's coming up on Saturday, October 22nd. It's at our school at Providence Christian Academy, which is located on 410 DeJarnett Lane here in Murfreesboro. It is going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock on Saturday, October 22nd. This is a festival where we have lots of different activities for children. Rock climbing wall, Euro bungee, mechanical bull, obstacle course, lots of inflatables, face painting, book walks. We're going to have a dance revolution game this year, which will be fun. A hayride and many more activities. Plenty of themed rooms with games and prizes for all the kids.
Well, that sounds like a neat time. Will there be a dunking booth with someone's favorite headmaster there or something?
There will be a dunking booth. Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure who's going to be in it, but there is going to be a dunking booth this year.
Well, I if you get the lineup and if a few choice people there at PCA are in the lineup, we can announce it, and I'm sure they'll come just for that.
Okay, that sounds great. I did want to note that our admission is free for adults and high school students and children under 2, and wristbands may be purchased for children that are in 8th grade and younger for $20 a piece.
Now that's for all the games and all the fun, I guess.
It's for all the games and all the fun. It does exclude the concessions and any photos. We have a couple photo booths that are going to be set up and country item stores and a silent auction. But that does get you into all the games and inflatables and all of the fun things.
Now I guess this would lead someone to say, well, is this this just for Providence Christian Academy parents and kids and things of that nature?
It is not. We would like to invite the entire community. We love to have others come out and visit our school and come and have a great time with our students and students from all around Rutherford County. So we encourage our families to invite neighbors and friends and family members, but we would love anyone that would want to come to our event.
What time will it actually take place?
It begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd, and it ends at 2 p.m. So there's a registration booth when you come up, and you can get your wristband and come and join in all the fun.
And all the proceeds, I guess, help to buy books and put paint on the wall and everything like that?
They do. It goes for all of our operational expenses, which pretty much covers everything you said, and then some. Any programming that we have going on at PCA, it does help to cover that. It's one of our largest fundraisers.
Maybe a lot of folks don't know about Providence Christian Academy. I can't say that it's a big secret here in town, all the great things going on at PCA, but why don't you tell us about the school itself and things of that nature?
Okay. Providence Christian Academy was started in 1996, and we currently have about 330 students. We are pre-K through 12th grade. We are an interdenominational school, and we are also a classical school, so our focus is Christian and classical education, and another one of our pillars is parental involvement.
Parental involvement, what's that?
That is, it's one of our pillars. Our parents are encouraged to be very active in each child's education. We like for our parents to come in and do observations and watch their children in their classroom. We invite our parents to every event that's going on at school. We just have a very open door policy, and our parents are welcome to come in and sit in the class or go to recess and go to lunch with our children at any point.
That's maybe not uncommon, but it is, I mean, the doors are always open. So that, I guess that part is maybe just a bit. And it seems like the older the kids get, the more parent involvement is just not, the opportunity for it isn't there.
Right, right. That's something that's very unique that we have at Providence. 'Cause the older kids love seeing their parents come in too. We have such a small family-like atmosphere. All of our children know everybody else's parents, and they love visiting with them and having the parents come in. And it is pretty uncommon for that age to be able to have parents walking around and them be happy to see them.
Now, what is it like to have pre-K and all the way up into high school in the same building?
Oh, it's wonderful. We actually have two buildings, and our upper school typically has most of their classes in our older building, and then our younger children are in the newer building in the back. But it is such a wonderful thing to see them, because all of our pre-K kids, they know all of our older kids, and our older kids know them, and you'll see them high-fiving each other in the hall, and it just really sets up a great atmosphere for wonderful relationships to form, and kids to mentor other kids that are younger than them, and for our little ones to have someone to look up to that's a good role model.
What's a typical day like at Providence Christian Academy?
A typical day, depending on what day it is, but we, in every classroom, you'll see the children praying and having devotion and Bible time together. You will see different, depending on the grade level, you'll see different things going on. But our younger kids, you'll see a lot of doing what we call Johnny Can Spell, which is a phonics program that is just amazing. You'll see children chanting the phonics and the phonetic sounds that all the letters and sounds make and blends. You'll see our middle schoolers learning the logic of things, why and how things are the way that they are. And you'll see our high school students doing a lot of debating and learning how to communicate verbally and written. So it's just very nice how the three stages of classical education go together to produce a well-rounded student.
We are talking today with Terry Parker. She is Director of Development at Providence Christian Academy. They've got the Fall Festival coming up, and it's on October the 22nd. We'll remind you about all those great things that are going on there on that date coming up here in just a second. But sports, I mean, are there sports at PCA?
We do. We have lots of sports. We have elementary basketball. We have cross country. We have cheerleading. We have middle school and high school basketball for girls and boys. We have girls volleyball for middle and high school. We have soccer. We have baseball. We have a golf team. We have a swim team. And I hope I've not left any out. We pretty much have any sport that you can imagine. And what's so wonderful about it, with the small numbers that we have at PCA, every child has the opportunity to be successful and participate in whatever sport they'd like to be in.
And it's not only sport. I've known Butch Vaughn for a long, long time. And just involvement, you know, whatever the case may be. If it's if there are enough kids that have an interest in playing checkers, then, you know, there's a checker club, you know, just to get kids involved.
That's correct. We actually do have a chess club. We have a Lego club that meets after school. We have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We have an ecological society that our older students do. We have choir for our children. We have spring musical programs. Lots of great activities in the fine arts, academics, and athletics for our students.
Well, it sounds like a great place to be, Terry.
It is a wonderful place to be.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for 4 years, and two of my children go there.
Is so one of them here with you today?
One of them is here with me. Yes, she's a third grader.
Third grader. Well, very good. What's her name?
Anna.
Now, what's your other?
Carter. He's in
Carter.
First grade.
First grade.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he is Carter at first grade and a boy, all of that together. He's probably bouncing off the wall somewhere.
He's pretty active.
Yeah.
He's involved in our Lego club after school and
well,
loves
that's
it.
That's neat. That is pretty neat. The events that are coming up, the Fall Festival, if you will, on the 22nd. Again, this is a fundraiser, so I'm sure that you'll have a lot of the kids there from the school. But again, this is a community event. I know that Providence Christian Academy, it's a community school, and a lot of people come from all over Rutherford County to or have had kids in the school, and so this is a way for them to help.
It is. It's a great way. We have students from Rutherford County and other surrounding counties as well that come to our school. And we would just love for any new families that would like to come and visit us or join us for this Fall Festival to join us out there.
Tell us again the details, and I would assume we could spend an hour or all 4 hours. I guess it is 4 hours, isn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, you could. You could come and have a full day, all 4 hours. Again, the details is Saturday, October 22nd at Providence Christian Academy, located on DeJarnett Lane here in Murfreesboro. The time is from 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock. We will have activities such as the dunking booth, face painting, karaoke, rock climbing wall, a clown. We'll have pony rides, mechanical bull, themed rooms, a Euro bungee, an obstacle course. We'll have a book walk, the Dance Revolution game, a hayride, a country store, inflatables, and so much more. Concessions will be available for lunch. There'll be crazy hair. We'll paint kids' hair and just do all kinds of fun things.
Crazy hair.
Yes.
We have that every morning at my house. So something about a brush. I don't know. But appreciate you stopping by here today. If anyone would like information about the Fall Festival or Providence Christian Academy, can they find it online or by calling?
They can. You can call our school office, which is 904-0902. Or you can visit our website, which is www.providencechristian.com.
Very good. And anything else, Terry, or did we hit everything?
I think we've hit everything. We would just love to see as many community folks out there as we can.
Very good. Sounds like a fun time. Terry, thanks for stopping in
today.
Thank
you so much.
All right. Terry Parker joining us, Director of Development at Providence Christian Academy, talking about the Fall Festival, which is coming up. Hope you will stay with us. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment.